Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabe Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabe sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabe Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slipcovers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabe sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is our continuing coverage in the trial of Shanda Vander Ark. A twisted story of a mother who depraved her own child of food until the point of death, even employing her oldest son in this torturous charade. We now take you to the courtroom for our continuing coverage.
You may be seated.
All right, so we are back on the record in file 23110FC. It's people of the state of Michigan versus Shanda Vander Ark. This is day four of a jury trial. Record should reflect that Mr. Johnson is present in the courtroom representing Ms. Vander Ark. Mr. Roberts is here on behalf of the people of the state of Michigan. Ms. Vander Ark is not present. My understanding, Mr. Johnson, is that she is suffering some medical distress this morning, and I know you want to put something on the record regarding that before we go forward, so you may proceed.
I do, Your Honor. My client is suffering a medical issue. We were hoping that given some time this morning, we'd be able to get her to a point where she'd be able to come and join us. She'd be competent to do so. The court has been gracious for our trial. It's supposed to start at 9 o'clock. It's now 10 minutes to 11. And we appreciate the court's grace in allowing us to work with her and hopefully get her to the point where she can come and participate in her own trial. I must report to the court at this point that situation has not occurred. that she at this point is not able to participate in trial, given this medical situation, as a result of that, she's been basically, we've gone over a couple of options. One, ask for to adjourn this case until a later date, but quite frankly, the situation that brought on this medical situation is incurring and is part of the stress of being on trial. So the reality is we couldn't guarantee the court that as of Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday of next week that we'd be in any different situation than we are in right now. And in fact, for the record, I anticipate we'd be right back to where we are right now, given those, even if we waited a few days to work on things. Given that situation, I explained to my client her options. She could come up to the courtroom on her own volition or with assistance and participate in the hearing, or she could waive her right to be here and avoid this, and not avoid, but to not participate as we go forward. She has chosen the latter. She's chosen to waive her right to be here. She's requesting not to come back again. She for this purpose, she is not requesting an iPad or any other aid to allow her to watch the proceedings from where she is. She is content to rest at this point and simply allow her legal team to go forward representing her in this matter and concluding this particular trial. Therefore, I'm asking the court at this point to continue with the trial and without my client being present. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Johnson, my understanding too, as well as speaking to the deputies, I mean, as was asking, hey, what's going on with the progress, and they indicated that she had made some statements that she potentially could hurt herself. Is that correct, your understanding?
I didn't hear them, but I heard those comments from a source that I rely on and have no basis to believe that's not accurate. And quite frankly, in conjunction with my experience with her this morning, I can see how she might have made those statements.
Okay. All right. So that was also a concern for the court as well. So, Mr. Roberts, any comments you wish to make on that?
Your Honor, the only thing I would ask, if we could at some point, and we don't necessarily have to do it right now, is because this is a critical stage of the proceedings, that we would have something at the time it becomes available, something in writing from her, waiving her right to be here. In terms of her not being present, we also have to address the fact that she did not answer the juror's questions. I've indicated in chambers that while I certainly recognize that the court rules do allow for jurors to ask questions here, that it is certainly not been a practice for a very long period of time, just recently adopted by the Supreme Court as a practice, and that I would think we could proceed without her presence and without answering the jury's questions. I think we have to address it in some fashion for the jury so they understand that, and they're obviously smart enough to look over the table and see that she's not here. But I don't believe that would in any way cause her testimony to be stricken here or allow the jury, put the jury in a position where they're not allowed to at least consider the testimony that has been given. It's probably frustrating for them, but quite frankly, a few of those questions were questions that weren't going to be able to be asked anyway because of different legal reasons. So I don't think there's anything here that we need to do in terms of, besides addressing it for the jury, however the court sees fit, and getting it right at this point.
Okay, Mr. Johnson, any objection to proceeding without the jury questions being asked? I know that I told both attorneys in chambers, it's a little bit frustrating to me because I think we told the jury where they have an opportunity to answer questions and they're getting deprived of that opportunity, but Mr. Roberts is correct. It's a relatively new practice. Are you okay proceeding without having those questions asked to your client?
I am, Your Honor, and I amplify what Mr. Roberts has just said. There are some courts in this, even in this building, who do not even allow questions at this still at this juncture. So it is a relatively new process. It is a situation that's unavoidable. I think the court is justified in informing the jury that those questions won't be asked and then proceeding forward.
Okay. In terms of preference, Mr. Johnson, of what to tell the jury versus not tell the jury, my thinking, we could go as vague as, unfortunately, she's not available this morning. We could say she's had a medical emergency and she cannot be here. I guess it's, I don't want anything we say to the jury to potentially prejudice her But I'll guess I'll leave it to you for your input, what you would prefer from the court.
Your Honor, I think what the court has expressed here in this courtroom is appropriate, and what we've expressed in the chambers. I have no problems leaving it to the court's. I'm not going to try to micromanage the things the court says. Simply expressing that she can't be here is a medical situation. Okay. That's all we've asked for, and I think that's appropriate.
Okay, is that acceptable to you, Mr. Roberts?
I'd have to defer to the defense on this question anyway, Judge, so that's fine.
Okay. All right, anything before we bring the jury out?
Just briefly, Judge, with that, obviously then Mr. Johns will formally need to rest his defense. I do anticipate calling Lieutenant Hooksman to the stand. We've discussed in chambers just revisit the two video issue very briefly. I did suggest this morning that perhaps an adoptive admission instruction could be given to the jury based on Ms. Vander Ark's testimony about the contents of the first video. I think we've all agreed that the better course here, especially with her not being able to come up and participate in the proceedings today, that Lieutenant Hooks will just simply testify to that. She said multiple times, if that's what the video shows, if that's what the video shows. Just take some brief testimony from Lieutenant Hooksma, and we will still continue with the previous ruling and the previous agreement that was made here that we will not play that video for the jury. And then do anticipate playing the second video that we've discussed, and that was kind of been the plan all along. Introduce that through Lieutenant Hooksma, and that video plays about 18 minutes or so. Just to caution the folks in the gallery, there is no way to do this without projecting it on one of the monitors. I think the court's indicated that what it will do is raise the screen here, we'll project it on the TV so that only the jury can see these things, but the rest of the gallery certainly can't see those things from the camera perspective. It won't be captured, but the members of the gallery can see that. It begins with an image, because the camera is fixed directly at Timothy, deceased, in the closet. There's only a few seconds of it. I've narrowed it down as much as possible, but there has to be some context for the jury so they understand. And the video starts within a few seconds of the defendant walking into that closet, and then what transpires from there is what is really the most relevant portion of that. But again, it's difficult to look at, it's difficult to see, and anyone that thinks that they are going to have a hard time with it, I would just suggest to them when we get to that point to exit the courtroom. But you know, at a certain point, we can't pull the punches too much about what took place here, because these are terrible circumstances, and the jury, I think, needs to be afforded the opportunity to see what transpired and the basically 18 minutes the defendant waited to call 911.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Roberts. Mr. Johnson, any objections to that?
No, Your Honor, I don't. And while we have an agreement, Mr. Roberts and I, as to the first video, the before video, there'll be descriptions of it. I'm not sure if Mr. Roberts is going to want an instruction as to why that video wasn't provided for the jury as well. I think that I wouldn't object to that. I think that's appropriate as part of our agreement. But he may have jurors sitting there saying, "Why didn't we get to see that one?" So if he wants an instruction, limited instruction for that, I would not have an objection to that either.
Okay. So, yeah, what we're going to do is, and I forgot to tell Mr. Weaver this, so what we're going to do is we're going to have the shutoff so that, specifically, out of respect for Mr. Ferguson, although this TV is going to be angled toward the jury, and obviously it's in view of the gallery, I do not want it broadcast out of respect for him. So this TV will be going, but and as well as the witness, but I again, I'm instructing those members of the media that are in the courtroom today, I do not want this video, including images of Mr. Ferguson and his deceased, to be broadcast. So with that, anything else before we bring the jury out, Mr. Roberts?
No, sir.
All right, Mr. Johnson?
No, sir.
All right, please rise. All right, you may be seated. All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for being here on time. It's been a while. We've delayed you. As you'll notice, Ms. Vander Ark is not present this morning. Unfortunately, she's suffering some medical distress this morning. The reason we've been delaying is we've been trying to alleviate that medical distress, and so the court was willing to wait a little bit while we did some other matters to see if she was able to be present. She is not. She certainly will not be present during this morning, and she may not be present for the rest of the trial. I don't know, but at least she's not here today. And again, it's not by court order. It's because, unfortunately, she's unable to be here because of a medical issue. So with that, we will continue the trial in her absence. Mr. Johnson, and that also unfortunately means that we will not be able to ask her your questions. It was my preference to have that happen, and I tried to get that to happen, but unfortunately we will be unable to do that. So, Mr. Johnson, any other witnesses?
No, Your Honor, at this juncture the defense rests.
Okay, Mr. Roberts, any rebuttal witnesses?
Yes, Your Honor, people recall the defendants.
This matter now pending. You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God.
I do.
And put your hand down. Grab a seat. You can just go ahead, please. Again, state your name for the record, spelling your first name and last name.
Lieutenant Joel Hooksema. Joel Hooksema.
Lieutenant, I want to let's just start off with, you brought People's Exhibit Number 34 up to the podium there, or up to the witness stand with you there. That's the bottle of hot sauce, and you actually seized two of the same type of hot sauce from the residence. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That's one of those bottles?
That's correct.
And you heard the testimony yesterday from Ms. Vander Ark, where she indicated that there was some discussion about ordering the hot sauce from Amazon because you couldn't find hot sauce she couldn't find hot sauce that Timothy didn't like, or something to that effect in Myers. Do you recall that?
I do.
Could you go ahead and read for the jury the label there for that hot sauce?
Elijah's extreme regret is screaming super hot. It packs the fire of the two hottest peppers in the world, the Trinidad Scorpion and Carolina Reaper peppers. Your tongue will burn from the sting of the scorpion. Your eyes will tear up as sweat pours off your head. Your throat feels the burn of the Carolina Reaper going down. The pain becomes unbearable, and you feel like you just ate a burning hot coal. That's when you realize extreme regret. Not for wimpy hot sauce lovers. Use with caution, or you'll regret it.
Thank you. Now, did you also hear the testimony yesterday from Ms. Vander Ark in regards to two videos that were actually obtained as part of the investigation into this matter?
I did.
And let's talk about that first video first. It sounded funny when I said it. Talk about the first video, that it's a video that actually shows Timothy Ferguson being brought into the small room, but being brought into their closet just hours before he passes away. Are you familiar with that video?
I am.
And have you seen that video?
I have.
And we've made an agreement because of the sensitive nature of the video and its, frankly, graphic nature, that's not going to be played for the jury. Is that your understanding?
That's correct.
I do want to, unfortunately, have to ask you some questions about it. So if you could just recall that video. And first of all, explain to the jury what camera that video was obtained from.
So we spoke earlier that we had seized several video cameras from the home. This specific camera was called a LaVue camera, and it was found originally during the execution of the first search warrant right outside the door of the small room. Further into the investigation, it was discovered that there was a micro SD card within this camera that contained video files.
And that camera and the video that we're talking about, what does it capture, at least in terms of an overview of where it's pointed?
So at the time those video files were generated by the camera, it was positioned within the small room in one of the corners looking at Timothy when he was in there.
And you've had an opportunity again to review those, is that correct?
That's correct.
And at approximately 11 o'clock, 2303 in military time, 11 o'clock or so, do you observe Ms. Vander Ark on that video?
I do.
And what does she do?
On the video around that time that you mentioned, Ms. Vander Ark is observed placing a tarp into the closet and kind of spreading it out as a makeshift bed.
And after she does that, what happens after that?
After she lays the tarp on the floor, she is seen dragging Timothy by the arms onto the tarp and into the room.
And are you able to see Timothy's body at that point in time?
I am.
And what condition would you describe? How would you describe his physical condition at that point?
His eyes were open, but not really seeing anything. He appeared to be unresponsive. He didn't speak at all. He moaned a few times. It's very concerning watching that and seeing his appearance.
And you've also obviously had an opportunity to see both the photographs of Timothy at the scene as well, after he was deceased, and the autopsy photos. Did he appear substantially the same way that he appeared in those photographs as well?
He did. Very, very thin bones protruding. In particular, he wasn't wearing any pants, so I could see his hip bones and his knee joint very prominently displayed as she positioned him in front of the camera.
And did it appear that he was wearing a diaper?
He was. He was wearing an adult diaper.
And you said that Ms. Vander Ark positioned him in front of the camera so that his... What was facing the camera, I guess?
His face was facing the camera. It was the primary focus of the camera, is to keep a view of his face.
And that camera also records audio, does it not?
It does.
And did it record any audio from Ms. Vander Ark as she was pulling Timothy into the closet and positioning him on the floor?
It did. I could hear Ms. Vander Ark tell Timothy that he is pathetic, and then adds, but I already knew that as she was dragging him in. She also makes a comment to him that you owe me the biggest apology in the world, and suggests that he wouldn't be able to leave the restroom leave the room for restroom breaks unless she receives an apology from him.
And then does she leave the room at that point?
She does.
Does she come back a little while later?
I believe it's approximately 15 minutes later she comes back into the room.
And during that time period, though, are you able to observe Timothy on that video?
I do.
And does Timothy do something between the time that she leaves the first time and the time she comes back?
Initially, she had positioned him on his side with his face facing the camera. And over the period of about 15 minutes, he rolled onto his back, so his face was no longer visible.
When she comes back in the second time, what does she do?
She repositions him so his face is visible to the camera. She has one of her Great Danes come into the room and instructs the Great Dane to lick his face, trying to get a reaction out of him, and even makes a comment to the dog saying that, see, he reacted to you.
And so does the Great Dane... Does the Great Dane stay in the room at that point or not?
It kind of steps over him, you know, licks his face, investigates, and then eventually leaves the room after she provided the dog instructions to lick his face.
And what does she do at that point?
During this time, and previously while I observed Timothy in the room, he was taking short, shallow breaths through his mouth. Kind of picture how a fish out of water would breathe, with gasping for breath through their mouth. And she clamps his mouth shut, tells him that he doesn't need to breathe like that, and then holds his mouth shut for a period of time until he's forced to take breaths through his nose, and tells him, see, you didn't need to breathe through your mouth like that. You're being a dummy or an idiot, something along those lines.
And does she leave the room at that point?
She does.
And is that the last time anyone actually has any contact with Timothy in that room?
That's correct.
And you've had an opportunity, does that camera continue to record all through the night into the next morning?
It does.
Because this was about between 11 and 11:30 on July 5th, is that correct?
That's correct.
And so the camera records into the next morning, is that correct?
That is correct.
And you've had an opportunity to watch all of that video, is that my understanding?
Yes.
And at some point, does it appear that... And you're not a medical doctor, I understand that, but does it appear that Timothy actually passes away while in view of that camera?
Yes, it appears that way to me. He can be seen, his chest rising, lowering very slightly. small little movements, and then there is a point in time where you stop seeing that, and his body just kind of relaxes, and it appears to me that he has died at that point.
And does from that point on, is there any movement of his body until the next morning? Is there any movement of his body at all to indicate that he's moving or alive?
There is not. There is no more movement from his body from that point.
And we're going to now play for the jury the you're aware that there was a recording that takes place later that morning, is that correct?
That's correct.
Starting around approximately 6:20 or so of that same camera, is that correct?
Yes.
And just give the they'll be able to watch it and hear it, but what are we looking at initially when we see the video?
Initially, you'll see Timothy as he was positioned, and then you'll see Ms. Vander Ark enter the room, and you'll see her reaction regarding finding him. And what I know to be deceased, but I don't believe she does at that time.
Okay. For the record, this would be People's 46. It's on a flash drive. It's pulled up on my computer, ready to go. So the jury understands the court's intention is to only play it through the monitor by the jury box. I think everybody can see that.
Can anyone see Mr. Weaver? Can you maybe angle the TV out just a little bit?
You're probably going to want the lights dim too.
Yeah. I'll do it. I got it. Mr. Roberts, are you connected to the?
Not yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Let's.
I think we'll just confirm that's not in view of the camera for.
I don't believe so. No.
It can be pushed closer to. So.
What do you need? Wait.
Yes.
I said it can be pushed closer to. So.
If you're worried about. It.
Oh no! I've instructed him not to record it, so we dim the lights a little bit, and then I'll worry about getting him out here. So. Lieutenant, you can. Is it on your screen?
There is nothing yet.
Okay, nothing yet. But you can see the.
Yes, I can see
D.
The normal screen that's been appeared.
Okay.
That's been on up.
Do you have to hit something because it's not showing up? I've got G and C.
It's not over here. I don't have it on mine.
I'm showing DA. If I do my phone, I can see it. Mike, you want to maybe grab the cart from the or the laptop from the cart?
We have a laptop.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do that because I can see it on my phone when I pull it up. So
you can. C popped up. Maybe we'll just give it just a second because circuit port C just popped up as well, so maybe it's...
Okay.
Can you see
Thank you. get Sean down here.
Sir, Your Honor, could it be because that's turned off? It doesn't go run through that?
It'll still go on here. It lines up and it's just another screen, basically. So
I don't know if that was the central hub that.
No, it's not supposed to be.
Okay, why don't we do this? We'll just take a recess until we can figure the tech issue out. Why don't we just bring him back to the jury room? So, all right, please rise. We'll be in recess. Just let us know when we get everything figured out. We got Sean coming up to figure out tech. So.
You may be seated.
All right. We're back on the record in 23110 FC, People versus Shonda Vander Ark. Looks like we have our technology issues fixed. Anything before we bring the jury out, Mr. Roberts?
Yes, Your Honor. Just briefly, in the delay, we've actually been able to accomplish the written waiver of Ms. Vander Ark being present. It's before the court now. That's signed and witnessed. Signed by her, witnessed by Deputy Levine. So I think perhaps we admit that as a court's exhibit. Would that be?
Yeah, that's fine. It could be the court's exhibit number one. I'll have that admitted, part of the record.
No objection.
All right.
Otherwise, the technology issues are fixed and we're prepared to proceed.
Mr. Johnson, anything before we proceed?
No, sir. Thank you.
All right. Please rise. Technology issues fixed, so you may proceed, Mr. Roberts.
Thank you. Again, for those in the audience that have not seen any of these images, this is not easy footage to watch.
Come on, wake up. Wake up, come on. Baby doll, come on. Come on. Not quite quick. Come on. There should be. Come on, just let it. Come on, get it flat. Just keep going. Come on. No, Charmin, get back. Come on, buddy.
Oh, my, get back.
Come on, buddy.
Mama?
What? Did she hear something? Keep going. Keep going.
Yeah.
How do you look? We still have some cameras, so.
I don't know what to do.
4788 Marshall Road. I woke up to take to go to work. Yeah, and my son's not breathing. I woke up to check on him before. He's 15. He's been on a hunger strike. He wouldn't eat lately. And I've been checking on him all night because he keeps saying, I wasn't feeling good last night. And I woke up to get ready for work this morning and he's not breathing. Yes. He's on fast. Can I push on speaker? Yes, he's on the floor. I had to get him off his bed. He's on the walk bed. And my first patient lapsed a year or two ago, but I know how to do it, yeah. Okay, move the speaker. Okay, there, you're on speaker. Yep. Okay. He ate yesterday, but he hasn't eaten. He's like, he's driving me crazy because he wouldn't eat hardly. And so he got really skinny and he won't eat. And I was just about to call the doctor this morning because he's just been horrible. I mean, he's a teenager. He's 15 and he didn't eat yesterday, but not a lot. I checked on at, I don't know, 5:30? Yeah. Yeah. Going lockable. I told you we're locking it. Shonda. Yeah. Yes. Yes, I am. Yes. Yes, I do. Pinch his nose, open his airway. He's got like brown stuff coming out of his mouth. Yep. I don't know, it's brown liquid. Poop it out. It's like dribbling out. Okay. Yeah. 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 Sure. 1, 2, 3, 4.
There's more to come in the trial of Shanda Vander Ark here from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. Stay with us.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At washablesofas.com, you'll find the Anabe sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699. our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Washablesofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabe Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out washablesofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabe sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill, pets shed, and accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At washablesofas.com, you'll find the Anabe sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash, perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit WashableSofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.